session today, which kind of came to mind. I was doing a parallel life clearing today, and it kind of came about that, yes, we have these energies also of entities that are fabricated by the dark side, and they kind of follow your spirit back to you. And this is probably why there's so many of them here. And so we have these illegal aliens, we'll call it, coming in to our energy field. It may not be funny, but you have to see the humor in some of this stuff here. Although we're the victim of the humor. But so as your spirit is in a parallel life, which is fabricated by the dark side, not a reality. Remember, the light only works in the now. You only have one life now. You're not a what they claim in New Age metaphysics, like you're a wonderful multidimensional being, which kind of indicates to most of us that if we're multidimensional, man, we're all over the universe having wonderful lifetimes, okay, and experiencing everything. Well, that is not correct. We only have one life in the now, and that is it. And then you leave this lifetime, and you go somewhere else, and that's how the light shift designed everything, not to be multitasked in, you know, 1,000 lifetimes at one time. So when you go off into the parallel lives, and you are in a sense doing that, because your spirit doesn't know the difference. The dark side creates artificial intelligent bodies, look like us, using the word clones. And they also have cloned the Earth, so there could be, you know, maybe hundreds of these things out there in the dark side universes. And our spirit somehow gets directed and or compelled to go to these bodies that look like you, not knowing the difference. And it's there working away, and naturally when it comes back to us, it could have these Klingons, or we'll use the word illegal alien energies with it, and it can come right back into you. So that's kind of what happens. And we're still doing some clearing here, working on your head right now. And we'll talk about the shadow side, which is actually the mind energy, why it's not in the light. So what we kind of are taught, again, in New Age metaphysics, that we must work on ourselves and figure out how and why we have a problem. You know, we think that we're created in light, but there's also the reflection of darkness that we have, and that's with us so we can understand why we have problems. Well, the light never created darkness, and so there's really nothing that you need to do to try to figure out your circumstances that you're dealing with. Remember, these are just thoughts of your ancestors that your body now is bringing forth to heal. And the thoughts, naturally, are judging the divine, and the judgments are stored in us as energy blockages, which can eventually kill us. So we want to release those. So your shadow side, your dark side, really is not a learning process for you. It's just the mind bringing forth energies, attempting to figure out something, and they bring it forth in New Age metaphysics as this is what you have to do. You know, you do clearings and you figure out why, and you know, you work your way through this process, and then you go to the next one, and you spend your whole life at this scenario of trying to figure out why you reincarnated in this lifetime. And all of that is just the mind energy. Remember, the mind will look for everything. You just give it a thought, you know, and it'll start searching, much like doing an automatic search on your computer. So it'll look forever until you tell it to stop. And since we're kind of programmed that way, the mind is basically the trap for the divine, because the divine only works in the now. Okay, we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. And here we go. Coming in. And I'll count to 10 as you come back into your body. 1, 2, 3. Looks like we have people losing sound on the fast chat. You might want to check that, Don, if you're listening here. I don't know what that would be, but two people have said they lost sound. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or somebody might want to just call BBS and just tell them that also on the telephone, if you could. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have lost audio if you're listening on this program. This will also be on the archives, and the dark side kind of doesn't like what I'm saying, so they'll come in and turn off the media player somehow, some way. So that happens off and on. Bringing you more into your body. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're now going to do some more energy work. This will be a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center first, heart chakra, moving that around, perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Going back down to your solar plexus, wonderful. Second chakra, good, and first chakra. And next we're going to open up your chakras. If you like that, we can. We'll go body width. And you can also request more if you wish. You just have more energy around your body. So here we go. Going to the heart center first. I use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And going up now to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And again, going up now to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. And going down now, first chakra. Spin, 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 open. So we'll just check everybody here. Heart going up, looks good. Going down, could do a little more on second chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay. So I'll try to talk a little bit louder. I guess the voice is down a little bit here. That's what I'm getting from someone on the fast chat here. Maybe someone can still call so they can turn the volume up a little bit here. So here we go. We're now just going to talk about healing work with people. And like I said before, when you start off doing healing, you can only normally heal someone. And this is probably truth. As far as you have went through in your own energy attunements, okay? Because the energy that you cannot transmit is because, that you have blockages there. So you can only go as far as you have went yourself with your healing abilities and what you have worked on as far as releasing densities. On doing healings, it's best to always connect with your heart center and then have your spirit do the healings, okay? A lot of times our mind gets in the way. Now, when we do a mind healing, what will happen is that the mind energy is now attached to emotions. Remember, these are two energies that the light ship did not create. And so the emotional energy now is kind of riding upon part of the heart energy. Because naturally, your spirit wants to get involved with the healing, so it's very eager to help someone. And you all know that is true because you somehow always get compelled to do something for someone else, and that's the heart energy working with you. And then at that point, the heart energy now is basically surrounded and maybe encapsulated with this emotional energy from you. So when you send someone energy or work with them, you can actually give them your emotional residue, your emotional stuff, which is not very good. Now, they may get a wonderful healing because your spirit's still working. But remember, along with that could be a lot of your emotional densities. And you don't know about that, and neither do they. And all of a sudden, they have a problem maybe on down the line because they're dealing now with having, for lack of a better word, a psychic attack done to them with emotional density energy. So it's very, it'd be very nice on everybody's part to just stay in their heart and have the spirit do the healing working through them and to not push energy mentally into someone. I see a lot of practitioners do that when I go to events. They're doing their laying on hands healing and or maybe working with crystals, and I just go, oh my God, I see people moving these things around, people just like, you know, their wands naturally, which is what they're using, and causing energetic scar tissue inside of someone. And they think it's fun and nice because they can move this thing around here. I have seen people actually on a massage table start to groan and moan and scream and yell as these practitioners are, like, in a sense, digging out this stuff with a crystal. And I go, man, they only knew what they were doing to that person. And the person is there screaming because it's hurting so much. They think that they have to scream and yell to release these densities. So that's one of the sad things that, you know, we have now happening. We're now going to kind of switch gears slightly. So that's kind of what I talk about, energy transfer, spiritual healings. You don't want your emotional energy to transfer onto someone else. What I have seen also, I'll just talk about other healers. I've seen people who are in front of an audience and they say, okay, who out there in the audience needs a healing? And naturally everybody wants a healing, so they all raise their hand and the practitioner picks on someone. And then they walk up to the stage and say, okay, what's wrong with you? And the person says, well, I have a shoulder that really, really hurts. It's been hurting for a couple of years. So the practitioner says, okay, everybody, I want you all to charge up your energy and throw it at me. Send it to me. So naturally, here comes all that emotional density of the of people out there. It might be 200 people in the audience, along with your spirit energy, naturally. And the practitioner now knows how to collect the energy. And they take this big ball of energy and, like, throw it at this person. And all of a sudden, the person maybe jerks or something, and their pain's released. And the pain being released is wonderful. So they got a nice healing. But what about all that emotional stuff sent by everybody in the audience to that poor person? And again, it's like a psychic attack, but they don't know about it. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm talking about here. So you want to be very careful when you do healings with people. Just try to get out of the way. Ask your spirit to do the healings, because your spirit is what's going to connect to their spirit to energize it. And then from there, that's their spirit's going to do the healing actually anyway. So your spirit is what actually heals you. How much you're in your body determines how much of a healing you're going to be having. And then, are you in pain in that one location? Well, if you're in a lot of pain, then chances are your spirit doesn't really want to go into that area, so it may not have a healing until the pain subdues. Energy may be around you completely, but it may not come into your body or enter it. Okay, do we have anything on Fast Chat here? Anybody want to suggest a healing here? We can, nothing quite yet, so if you want to suggest something, we can. And I guess we'll do a sample of a anger healing. I've had that come up in the last few days with people. Wanted to do a healing with anger and fear, so we'll first do anger. And I think before I do this, I'm going to drop you down into your heart center. That we did not do. Here we go. I'm going to take your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, your mind, and this body now has to surrender to your heart center in order for you to connect and talk with your own spirit in your heart. So here we go. I'm going to be dropping you down. Think of an elevator, 10th floor, your forehead, first floor, your heart. Dropping down. And we'll count from 10 backwards here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, it should be in your heart now, because I got to do it one more time for some people. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's put some music on so you can experience this healing here of yourself connecting with your spirit. should feel pretty heart-centered right now. And I'll talk about another type of healing or healer that a lot of people do. This somehow seems to work with the Oriental races. They use a lot of chi energy. So I'm not trying to knock people using that, but I'll just describe what happens, okay, what I perceive. You're again, you know, in a group of people, or maybe you're alone with the healer, and they're starting to do some work on you, and they may be saying some special chants or something, and then all of a sudden they make a grunt or groan or some noise, like, ah! And right away, you know, you jump out of your body. And at that point, the energy that they're working with can control you. And remember, that split second of time that you pop out because you got startled completely, it's not that you weren't in your body, just that you got scared. Okay? And at that point, you can be attached to the dark side. Remember, a split second here could be hours on the dark side universes. And then they tap you into the energies of those dark side people. And I won't go too much further because it'll bring the energy down in the show, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So you want to be very, very careful of different practitioners that you go to. And what I tell you even on this show here is go into your heart center. This is why we do the heart drop. And you will get divine truth. You know, to put the ears on your heart, and what's true will come through to you. You're going to resonate with it completely. What isn't true won't. And you can also put, you know, your mouth on your heart and talk with your heart center. You can put your eyes on your heart if you want to see. But the whole thing is to first get heart connected. And this is what you have to do to make your spiritual connection with yourself, which is the divine. And after you do that and you practice this process, then what will happen is your heart center will start to grow and become larger. And as it does that, then you're starting to come into, I'll just use the word light body. So your light body, your spirit energy, is now starting to form into your whole body. And then at some point, you're going to be able to actually be very, very centered, walking with your spirit as you, versus walking as a physical form and your spirit somehow hiding inside of you because you can't find it or you haven't connected with it. So at some point, this is what's going to happen to you. And it takes practice because we're not really taught these exercises. So what I do, in fact, oddly enough, at the LA Expo, the Conscious Life Expo, I was on a panel there, a 2012 panel, on Sunday. And I did this exercise, and for the people, dropping them down. And then sure enough, this is how mind control works here. About 10 minutes after I did the exercise, and the people are talking about on the panel, so I definitely went right in there and zeroed in on having to be in your body and connecting with your spirit. The other group was talking about that also. And a person raised their hand and says, how do you do this exercise, or how do you stay in your heart center? And I thought, good grief, you know, here I just did the exercise, and that's how much the mind control is. It wasn't the person's fault that they asked the question over again, how do you do this? But I just did the exercise 10 minutes previously. And where were they? Were they not in their body? Or did the dark side, you know, have their implants go off and cause them not to listen to what I was saying? So it's very interesting to see what happens. But you want to do the exercise, do the drop down. You know, the channel's made, the light ship made it for you already. If you've been on many of these shows here, it should be pretty easy to do yourself. This is, you know, I'm trying to wean you off of me, basically, in a sense, because you have to do this yourself anyway. So I'm giving you information to allow you to come more into yourself. Because at ascension time, you're standing alone, okay? You're there with the light ship, and the basic question is your spirit going to reintegrate fully, come fully present 100% into your physical body? Because it's a blueprint at that point, and can it do that? And there'll be nobody around there to help you. And if your spirit can do this and your body is cleared out enough, which is, in a sense, your mentalness, what you're hearing me talk about right now, if that body, your thoughts can surrender to pure spirit, then it can do it over again, and your spirit can come into your body and do the ascension. So this is kind of what I'm doing, why I said being weaned off of me, because it's up to you to do enough work to have this happen. And we have lots of densities here, unfortunately, but I won't go into that too much. You know that already because this is why you're probably listening to this show, to have things cleared from you. So we're going to do a clearing now of anger. Again, we'll go back, let's go back 1 week, 7 days here. And I'm just writing on a piece of paper here. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. That's from that whole day. Fifth chakra cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 6 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day ago. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So I'll just let you sit back and kind of relax a little bit and kind of take a note how you feel. And you're going to be more in your body now because you were dropped into your heart center. And just kind of figure out how that healing has worked for you. Look at a situation and just see. We'll do one other clearing here. We'll do a clearing on fear. And here we go. Same process. 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear, 2 days. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And 1 day ago. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And today. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay, we have a comment on here about a sadness body. So I have never done that before. So here we go. We'll do, we'll clear away sadness. And again, it will be for 7 days. Hopefully, there's not much more than that. We'll see here, but here goes. So this is sadness that your physical body is carrying on to. Sixth chakra cleared 7 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear, 2 days, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear, 1 day, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared, and today, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, great. And let's see what else we may have on the chat line here. We'll bring in peace energies before the end of the show here. That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Ira. And we have a question about psychic attacks. I guess how do you prevent them? Basically, the more you're in your body, the better off you are not to have them, but that's not 100% truth. So what I want everybody to do now is a little exercise. and we've done this on previous shows here. Put your hands in front of you and do like a prayer, with your fingers pointing upward in front of your heart center. And this you may want to write down. Maybe somebody could type it into the fast chat too. And this is the words you want to say is, I now increase my life force energy. It's very, very simple. Works for everybody. And the process is you move your hands further apart. And you're probably pretty charged up, so you're going to probably be body width or more right now. Most people, when they start off, are going to be probably maybe 6 inches to body width. So kind of put your hands out and feel that invisible ball tension. And at some place, as you move your hands out and coming back in again, you're going to feel a presence there, kind of like you're compressing a spring. And then what you want to do is move your hands further apart, maybe an extra foot. And then you say, I now increase my life force energy. After you say it, you move your hands inward a little bit, and you're going to find that that ball tension has increased. And that just tells you during this process that you're bringing in more life force energy from your spirit. And this is kind of how it works. So here we go. Are you ready? So I now increase my life force energy, and move your hands further apart. Again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 10 more times. I now increase my life force energy. Your hand should be all the way out, alongside of you now. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. So what you should probably be feeling is that your energy should have went up tremendously. You may feel complete warmth in your body, especially your hands, your palm chakras. Your body should be getting very, very warm. And you should feel very, very alert. And do this exercise if you can, maybe 5 times a day for about a week. You must say it out loud at first so that you're programming, in a sense, your mental body and also programming your physical body and your spirit to do this healing for you. Remember, if you do it inside of your head without saying anything, then you're in the mental realm, and that's not going to help you down here. So you want to do it in the physical. And after you do it for that amount of time, for about a week, then you can just move your hands on their own, and they'll automatically work. If you're like a massage practitioner, you do body work, you do touching of a lot of people, maybe you're a cashier, for instance, and you don't want to take on their energy, then just do this exercise. And if your body width or less, then you're running on almost empty, okay? You have just enough for yourself. Which is fine, if you're not out in the public and, you're maybe up on the mountainside doing something and there's nobody around you, that's great. But when you get into the public, then all of a sudden you could get, like we started this conversation, with attacks psychically, psychic attacks from people. And they may like you. Maybe you're a handsome man or a good-looking woman, and all of a sudden you walk into a store and all the eyes look at you. And all of a sudden, you start feeling these energy cords hitting your body. because everybody's envious of whatever they're looking at, okay? And then at that point, they start taking your energy. And that's how you get psychic attacks. It may not be a conscious thing from anybody, but it happens. And so once you're charged up body with or more, the energy that people are putting out to you, the psychic cordings, are basically coming into your energy field. You could have an energy field around you of 6 feet, and it won't even, you know, affect you. Okay, now if you're on the other side of the coin, let's just say that you're running at body with energy, right? And, you know, you're kind of feeling a little bit low, but and you attempt to force your aura out further, okay? And people do this because they want to sample something, okay? So what you're doing now is you're forcing your auric field, which is normally pretty condensed, and you're now making it maybe go out to 6 feet. All of a sudden, you start getting holes in your aura, okay? And what happens at that time and that particular thing, people can attach to you very easily coming into your auric field because you're not protected. So it's best to, number one, either increase your energy all the time so that you're buzzing, and people may like you because of that, because you look like a high-energy person, and they probably won't want to mess around with you because they see all your chi energy around you, okay? And then the other way is what you can do is ask to have your auric field pulled right close to your body. And that way you're more invisible. So either way works for you. But in the healing aspect, the healing mode, you want to have as much energy around you and through you as possible. So like I said, if you're working with like maybe being a cashier or you're a nurse or massage practitioner or you see lots of people, I would suggest probably having your energy charged up quite often daily. And just by moving your hands instantly back and forth, you're going to find that they pop out within a half a second to full charge once you program yourself for this. So this is one of the, say, tools that I give to people to help them. And we're now going to just read the fast chat momentarily here. Hope you understand how this healing works. So you first start off with your hands in front of you, move them out, and then bring them back in again and see where the ball tension is. When you feel it, move it out further. Both of them out, maybe a foot more, 2 foot more. And then do the little affirmation, very simple. Say it out loud. And then come back in again and see where your field has expanded out to. Typically, it might increase about 6 inches more. And pull out your hands out again, move them out, come back in, see where it is. Say the affirmation and check out your energy, move them out again. And normally, after you do this for a day or two, you'll probably be charged up within 10 times of saying it very nicely. Now we're going to do another healing here. We're going to do an emotional healing. This is very beneficial. All the healings that I do for everyone when they come to me for individual sessions, this is the number one thing to have done. This actually is three healings in one. It heals your spirit of traumas that was imprinted upon it through its lifetime up to now by the emotions that you're carrying. It also heals the emotional body, the trauma that it's holding on to. Remember, it's like a sponge for emotions. Normally, the emotions are negative. There are positive events that are nice, but somehow we have so many negative things happening that we don't always see, you know, the delightfulness of being on the planet here. We kind of wait for something to happen negative, and sure enough, you know, bills come in the mail, et cetera, and we have situations because you're dealing with people, and people deal with normally negative situations, and we get drawn into them. And this also heals your physical body of the traumas. So remember, your spirit has to be healed. That's the number one thing. Your spirit must be healed to have a healing brought to you in your body. If it's not healed, then there's troubles. And this is why I also do the parallel life clearing. So here we go, a sample of the emotional clearing. This I charge $5 times your age. And it's probably the best money you could ever spend on yourself, believe me. I did lots and lots of people. Even the sample healings help people, and they're amazed on how quick these densities get released from them, because it's instantaneous. Remember, the light ship created you. The light ship has the blueprints of everything that it created in the light frequencies, the whole universe of light. And it can they can take the energy of you, the light beings see that, and release these densities instantly. There's no processing typically on your part. So here we go. We're going to go back again 7 days. And here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third, I mean 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, again, take a little mental note of how you're feeling. Do a body scan. I'll put some music on so you can just do some sampling here. And look at a situation that you've dealt with that happened in the last week. And just see how you feel about it. It should look very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. Like, oh, well, it happened. I can release it now and not dwell on it. Question, I believe, we do the exercise 100 times, do we have to have our hands out alongside of us? Normally your hands will kind of fall down and you can just leave them alongside of your body next to your legs here and just kind of, they're going to be probably moving by themselves back and forth as you do the exercise. And what will happen is if you want to be really brave and you have maybe a half an hour of time, do it for half an hour. You're going to feel energy blocks to your body leave you. You might feel your body actually vibrating, having like internal quivers. As your spirit starts breaking away, in a sense, these densities. And you're going to feel your awakening consciousness, your mind actually switching into a higher state of awareness. It's very interesting. And because you're bringing in more love energy to yourself, and you're actually resonating with love energy versus resonating with mind energy. So the mind must surrender because the other energy is so powerful. And this is how that healing actually works. So yeah, if you wanted to do it 1,000 times, you'll probably feel like you're levitating. You may even be doing that. So here we go. We're going to do another healing here. And I'm going to do a parallel life healing. And here we go. So we'll do 10 of these for you. Remember, this is the dark side energy that you talked about it previously, that entrap your spirit. Have a goal maybe when you're sleeping. Maybe when you go out of body in the daytime, if you're daydreaming, it goes out to these lifetimes and brings back the densities from those lifetimes to you. All this gunk and stuff. And it could also get hitchhikers, like I said, illegal aliens, we'll call it that, coming to you. And now you have more densities to deal with because these are other energies that are attached to you. So here we go. Number one, parallel life. And again, I'd like you to focus on a physical problem that you're dealing with. And the light shift is going to know that, and they will look for these lifetimes that you have had where this problem exists. So just focus on it right now. First lifetime released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, nine. Boy, that's a rough one for someone. Well, nine released and 10 released. Okay, again, kind of sample your body energy. You might want to walk around a little bit to see how you feel. If you had an ache or pain, just kind of note to see if it's actually improved for you or not. Maybe it went away completely as you got out of those lifetimes. Do some stretches, do some twists. I'll see you back in about a minute. We'll do one other healing here, and this is what I do for people sometimes. I have worked with people who wanted, who were employers who wanted me to clear their employees, or a employee will say, and also people who have talked to me, called me up, they booked a session for maybe their boss, because their boss was awful to them and they wanted to get their emotional densities released. So what we're going to do now, we have one comment here that the person maybe is having job-related problems or something. So I would like you to focus on one person that you're working with that maybe is causing you problems. And think of them right now. I'm going to do an emotional clearing for them for the last, I'll go back 5 years like I normally do for my sessions here. And you can just see if their life has changed for you. An absentee healing that takes probably between 3 to 5 days to have this work. So, remember, these healings are only a sample, and they're about 80% effective, but they both change the person. So here we go. Think of the person that maybe you have confrontation with, or you'd like them to improve a little bit. Here we go. Emotional clearing for them. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 years, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so that should, I'll get into the present here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And you're going to see them change within a few days to about a week. And also, like I said, I do this for people who maybe have a boss that they don't like, or the boss doesn't like them, they pick at them and stuff, and I can change that energy from that boss so they'll be a little more, maybe nicer to you with their issues. So if they have an emotional issue that you're dealing with that you're both resonating to, then they can be cleared of that typically. And this helps them. I can clear anybody on the planet here without them knowing about this. The light ship that created you and created them will do this for them as a courtesy, okay? So I don't need to have you call them up or, you know, say, gee, Ron, can you clear you know, my cousin, I can say yes, but they say, I don't believe in this here. And if you try to talk to them about it, they may say, you know, like, leave me alone, you know, you don't want to lose friendship either. So I can clear them without them actually knowing about it. Lightship does this with the divine grace. And it takes, like I said, around 5 days to have the healing actually sink in. We have another comment here. Yeah, we could do time's running short. Let's do a water charging. So get a glass of water, everyone. And then we have to bring in, we have a session here for courage and strength. Boy, I can attempt that here. Let's do one on courage here. We'll see what that does for everyone here. And if this helps you, you may want to also call and book an appointment to do your whole life. Remember, we all have different issues. The issues on the website are most of the ones that we deal with, but we do have special things that are working with each and every one of us that may not be covered 100%. So here's one for courage. And again, we're going to go back 7 days here. Here we go. Sixth chakra. And get your glass of water, please. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what I tell people is that you don't need all of these clearings. I'm sure they would all help you. But like if you resonated and you feel energy in your body moving with this particular clearing for courage, then that's an indication that you more than likely need it. If you didn't feel a thing or your life didn't change, you know, maybe in a few days here of having more internal strength or courage, then, you know, you don't need it. Remember, you don't have to feel the energies to know that you need it or not, but just see how your life has changed. I have a lot of people who say, Ron, you do these healings on me, and I just don't feel a thing. But what I do notice, or my friends tell me, that I have changed, and I don't know what that is because I don't really see myself that well, but I get comments as feedback from people that, yeah, you look younger, you look happier. And a lot of us don't actually, you know, get out in the world that much and look at ourselves. You know, we're too busy. But people do notice how we are. And what you're doing is you're just moving more into your spirit energy. Your vibration of who you are never changes. Remember, you're created at a certain frequency of vibration from the light ship. So that never changes your identity. But what does change is how much more you are in your body. And people resonate to that. And as you have more of yourself in your body, as your densities are released from you, then you start radiating more love energy toward the people around you. And that is detectable, noticeable, as they see you in their lives. So our time is getting a little close to the end here. I'll bring in the peace energy right now. So if you like, you can go to your monitor screen. And we'll bring in this beautiful energy through the lightship insignia. And just kind of scroll down until you have it in front of you. Or you can click on it underneath the large light beam picture too. It's there. Go into the blue page here. Maybe about 40% down on your scroll bar here. And we're going to activate that right now for you. So here comes the lightship peace energy coming into this wonderful picture. And you may see the vibrations change on it. You might feel it becoming energized. The colors sometimes will actually change on it during this process. And here it comes here. Wonderful. This is the peace energy. Lightship only works in the now and only works with heart energy. Unfortunately, New Age metaphysics and that movement works with mind energy. The science of mind is one of the main things in one of the New Age churches. And why it's not science of heart, I don't know, but it's science of mind energy. So the science of mind is what we normally are using here, which is force of will, one mind trying to create something to overcome someone else's mind, the battle of the minds. And at that point, it gets kind of messy. And then you get also the other tangent of that is sorcery and witchcraft and psychic attacks. These are all mind energy, never created by the light. And so the darkness is mind energy. Remember, during the ascension time, this is what the light ship is getting rid of, is mind energy, which the darkness has come into. And once that's released, then all you have is love. And the love energy is where you want to be, not in mind. The mind is a trap. So once you start understanding that, you're going to really realize how much information you've been fed in this lifetime that has been false. And that's very sad. So I'll just keep looking at the logo here, this beautiful lightship insignia, and you're going to start seeing and feeling this presence come into your heart center. This is a real beautiful peace energy. And that feels really great to me right now. And we're going to bring in another divine energy through this here. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And she'll at times bring in the fragrance of beautiful roses or some kind of flower essence. How and why she does it, I don't know. Some people have it, some don't. But if it comes into your room, just feel yourself very, very blessed. So here comes the energy of Mother Mary. This is the pure divine essence of her. And down here she had that body of Mother Mary. So this is her spiritual energy coming in. I'm sure she's been here many, many times in different bodies, but we know her now as Mother Mary. So here she comes in. And you may actually feel this coming into your heart center again. The energies, normally when I do these divine energy transmissions, they come in like from the roof into your ceiling and kind of float around the room and purify your whole room. And here she's coming in. It feels like about 15 seconds more of energizing the energy. So I'll just use the word stronger to bring her in. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. She wants to come in more, so here she comes. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Beautiful. I have a special session this upcoming Saturday, the 23rd. It's the monthly four-hour ascension session. We do this once a month. And we bring in divine energies into your room, into your body. You're on the light ship for 4 hours. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and ends at 5 o'clock. So it's a four-hour healing session on the light ship. The cost for this is $60. If you wish to come on it, just connect with me. Give me a call or give me an email, and I'll get back with you. I'll give you the telephone number then and the PIN number. Just send me a check in the mail. That's fine. And it's just wonderful. It's the time, which you might think 4 hours is a lot to be on the telephone, really isn't. It feels like about 20 minutes to a half an hour. Get a speakerphone. You can still move around in your room and do what you need to do. You can be on the computer. You can do dusting or vacuuming if you wish. Whatever you need to do is fine, just to keep listening. If you get disconnected, that's okay too. You're still going to be on the light ship. You can always call back. And the speakerphone is the best way to listen. A lot of people just like to sit back and relax and feel the energies in their body move. This is a wonderful experience for divine healing. And they work with physical healing on the light ship during this session. We also have one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And the cost is $20. Okay, better do our water charging here real quick here. So get your glass of water and put it between your hands, and we'll have the energy of Mother Mary charge your water for you. And here we go. You might feel the energy going from your heart center into your palm chakras, into your fingers, into the glass of water. This will be drinking water for you. It'll have divine light codes in it. Wonderful. And it's coming into your glass of water. It'll be done in about 15 seconds here. And you can have a drink of water. And it will probably taste different. A lot of times the water is just very, very smooth. Silky smooth, it goes down instantly. Sometimes it'll become sweeter. Sometimes it'll become thicker. It just depends what you need at this time, this very, very moment. Okay, the water charging is done. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Have your water, and we'll see you on Wednesday night, unless you're on the conference calls in about a half an hour. So blessings to all of you, and good night.